oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing and hunting and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of fall. It has finally, finally arrived.
And a cold front brought it in, too. That was cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've had some crazy weather, some crazy news. Some of that's going to impact our fall fishing and hunting. And to join Harold and me today will be Texas Outdoors Journal Senior Editor Robert Sloan. Three of us are going to kick around this transition period we go through, and full of opportunities as well as challenges. Plus, we're certainly going to delve into recent news events that could have a bearing on our outdoor activities. So, y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And Harold, what a year we've had and what a week we've had. It seems like it just keeps on coming. Weather, news from around the country, you name it, right?
Well, I got to name something too, though, because you may be hiding the fact, but having a week, you were at home recuperating this weekend, and we need to let everybody know that your new nickname is Bionic Bill.
Yes, I have reached the age where replacement occurs, and in this instance, a conversion. Tore up a knee playing basketball in college, and that was fully replaced in September. had a partial replacement done back in May of 2019. And, Harold, I learned one thing. You can't mix God-given and man-made. You
know? Right. Right. Yeah, the partial didn't quite work, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't stack quite correctly, so yeah. Went in. You know, it's just age. You got arthritis and joints soften and deteriorate. So I'm thinking once my rehab is over with, for the first time in decades, I'm going to have two good sticks underneath me.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
But well, you didn't like my idea. You didn't like my idea about tap dancing lessons, but what about clogging? But it's amazing what they do. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, a little hip surgery probably next year, you know, like fifth time. But everything is getting so much better so much faster, and the products they're putting in are built so much better. And that's why I tell people, you know, and you put it off for a while too. Remember, I was on your case, but it is the longer people wait, sometimes the procedure's harder, or the procedure takes longer, or the recovery takes longer. Don't you kind of agree now?
Yeah, and look at Audio Bob. I mean, yep. You know, he's a youngster compared to you,
right.
and even me.
Yeah.
And he bounced back, you know, in about 10 days and was getting around the studio doing fine. So
yep.
If
yep.
folks, you know, like Harold says, don't put it off, because you're going to be rewarded with, you know, being pain-free and having something that will support you and provide you confidence.
You bet. And get three opinions at least.
Absolutely.
All right, do we have to talk again? Talk politics now?
yeah, we can go ahead and get in. Let's do that. You going to start with RVG?
Well, and bless her heart, you know, but this whole thing is still it's sadly become a circus, you know. Justice Ginsburg, I mean, you know, what an amazing career. You can't take that away at all. And it just, you know, both sides are making such a zoo out of it now. I think it really is a shame, and is actually messing up, I think, what should be, you know, a proper remembrance of the lady.
Well, you know, in 2016, the Supreme Court was certainly a big topic that people were looking at. And it's become an even bigger topic because of the passing of Justice Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You know, there is a circus, but not only that, and not only this replacement, looking ahead at the potential for the next 4 years, what may occur,
right,
and the need for additional. And folks, with what's going on, I mean, all we have to do is look at the cities that are run by liberal Democrats. There is an ever-going threat to our gun rights.
Oh, boy.
And we just need to support the Constitution as it was written. It doesn't need to be changed.
Nope.
We're good where we are. And so what's interesting on that same line, Harold, is, you know, the record-setting firearm sales that could have an impact on the outcome of November's presidential election.
Well, we hope everybody that's buying those things are going to vote, you know.
Well, you would have to think that they would preserve their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
But you look at states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Michigan, you know, have all seen trends and implications. It's, you know, you've got Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what he's talking about with the gaffes that he comes out.
Yeah.
And even in his own backyard of Delaware, numbers show record-breaking firearm sales. So it is something that we need to be mindful of. On that note,
mm-hmm.
folks, if you are not familiar with your congressional or senatorial leaders, Google 2020, excuse me, NSSF, for National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF 2020 Congressional Report Card, and they've listed and vetted every one of the congressional leaders as well as senators, and boy, it's amazing, Harold, the number of Fs that show up and where they're located.
Right,
So anyway, we had some weather. We had Tropical Storm beta come in.
Yep.
And I asked someone as the storm was coming in, because it was so weak. I mean, yeah, there were some people that certainly were impacted from the rains and the floods, but it was so weak. I asked if Beta was Beto's little sister.
Shame on you.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Anyway, we've got that going on. The fall equinox occurred this past Tuesday, September 22nd. And with the storm, we had a cool down. But what's really neat is coming up this week, was it about Thursday, I believe, an honest-to-goodness cool front blows in. And looking at the temperatures in the greater Houston area, just using that as an example, we're going to have nighttime lows down into the 50s with highs only in the 70s. And Harold, to me,
yeah,
that's fall weather.
Oh, absolutely. You betcha. You betcha.
Yeah.
Time to get out there and get working. You know, I mean, I was up at the ranch a couple of weeks ago, certainly a lot of you can see what's in the beds of trucks and on trailers. People starting to gear up for getting ready for the seasons. Of course, you got what archery season opens October 3rd,
right.
So I mean it is upon us, and of course the other seasons are still going on, and it's getting busy out there. Also, good opportunity to get some work done in some pleasant weather.
Absolutely. And great point. Listen, we've got a lot of information headed your way. Changes are already taking place. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we want to welcome everyone to this weekend, the National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's Saturday, of course, as you listen to us, September 26th, but the entire weekend we'll be celebrating, and Texas hunters and anglers are encouraged to invite others to join them in their outdoor adventures. This portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And one of the things you're going to be doing is going dove hunting. You're going out to the property, getting the blinds and the feeders and all set up for upcoming deer season, whether it's archery or the general season. The question is, what are you going to do at night?
There you go.
We know what we would do at night.
Oh, piggies, man. Pigs.
Yeah, pigs. Maybe even if you got some free-ranging exotics, great opportunity, because you can hunt those 24-7.
Yeah.
Get you some night vision, get you some thermal imagery equipment, and Third Coast Thermal, they've been satisfying customers all across the United States, and will ship your products to you for free.
Yay.
For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574.
Okay.
What's going on with Best Bets?
Let's do it. We'll check the Texas Outdoor Journal fishing and hunting times. Okay, this weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, when that cold front comes through, Texas look for game to become active either side of the noon hour, remain active until late mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, October the 1st, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday through next Saturday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low.
All right, on the coast, let's break it down because it's a pretty simple pattern as we make the transition. Air temperature and water temperatures are coming down. The photo period of the day is shortening. We had some high tides in advance of Tropical Storm Beta. Then it rose up even higher due to some mild storm surge. Now things are receding, and Harold, as we say often on Texas Outdoor News, when the north wind blows, that drops the water level, and with the dropping water level, shrimp are kicked out. So over Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, the Galveston Bay Complex, all the way down to Matagorda, look for bird activity. The shrimp out in the bay, you're going to have trout and redfish underneath pushing them to the surface. Birds are picking overhead, so that is a great indicator. Shorelines would be great for topwater bite. A little deeper water, you can go to your jig head or fish the old shrimp under a popping cork, or maybe a DOA shrimp under a popping cork. Heading on down the mid-coast, where we don't have the influence of river runoff, which could have an impact on the upper coast, once you get past the Guadalupe River, look for the shorelines to be very productive, particularly the grassy shorelines. Redfish, this is their time to be schooling and on the move, and got lots of indication on the upper Laguna Madre over in Aransas Bay of redfish schooling up. Heading on down to Baffin Bay, typical places, fish are just going to be moving from deeper water to shallow. Fish the rocks along the King Ranch shoreline out of Port Mansfield. You can fish the north end of the lower Laguna Madre all the way up to the land cut or either side of the of East Cut if you don't want to make the run. And don't forget about offshore activities. When north wind blows, the Gulf flattens out, so opportunity to fish state waters for red snapper. And finally, at Port Isabel, redfish again are starting to bunch up and attack shrimp along the edges of the grass. What's going on in our lakes?
Yep, let's head to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees, stumps, and grass beds, fishing plastic frogs, chatterbait, skirted jigs in 3 to 5 feet of water. Texas rigged plastic worms are productive in deeper water near timber and vegetation lines in 8 to 16 feet. Crappie are good on minnows near brush piles and timber in 14 to 25. White bass are good on jigs and slabs in the main lake. Conroe. Black bass are great and even getting better with some of the early fall patterns now in place. Natural structures near vegetation and some brush piles are best, but points are good too with worms, spinners, and poppers. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on shaky heads, football jigs, brown Texas rig worms in 15 to 25 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channel and the brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Livingston. Black bass have turned on to good with the start of the fall pattern along with more rain this week. Fishing is great right after a long extended period of rain. Fall starts bass moving shallower, being aggressive and heading toward the shelter of the creeks. Worms are preferred, jigs have emerged, and crankbaits are good when working deeper structure and the brush piles. Nackinich, largemouth bass are good, getting more aggressive and flipping the switch to fish all day. Vegetation is the magnet that Nackinich and creek structures turn it on to. Baits are best mixing a variety of topwater worms and jigs. Big Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good with daytime bites coming on with the timber, brush, and moving to all shallow structures, making the bass very aggressive. Topwater crankbait spinners are right now working all day. White bass are always good below for those largemouth, I mean. Toledo Bend, the lake community, with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Beta, after struggling to recover from Laura, support any area that, you know, how you can. I mean, get out there and also be careful. Black bass are good, finding the best vegetation edges mid-lake to the south. Start the day with topwater poppers, wacky rigs, Carolina rig worms with a four-foot leader, and Carolina rigged baby brush hogs. Athens, largemouth bass are good on shad-colored crankbaits, bladed spinners, and Texas rig plastic worms working the drop-offs, brush piles, and flooded timber. Bass drop, largemouth bass are good fishing creeks, the ledges, and the submerged timber on bladed jigs, crankbaits, craws, and drop shots. Crappie are good on minnows in brush piles and standing timber in 14 to 25 feet. Belton, hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake from 22 to 35 feet. Topwater plugs, crankbaits, swim baits are effective with surfacing schools of hybrids and white bass. Crappie are good on minnows in brush piles 15 to 28 feet deep. Limestone, largemouth bass are good on wacky rig plastic worms, crankbaits, drop shots along the ledges, creek channels, and off the main lake points with slow presentation. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working the Texas rig purple worms, white swim baits, and silver crankbaits near boat docks and the riprap. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on swim baits, flukes, spoons, and finesse worms fishing near the boat docks, rocky points, creek ledges, and drop-offs. White bass and hybrids are fair on slabs and jigging spoons are deeper near the main lake points, flats, and humps. Stillhouse, black bass are good on jigs, white jigs, Texas rig soft plastic craws working brush piles, rock bluffs, and submerged timber. Smallmouth bass are good with small plastic grubs and small crankbaits near rocky banks, ledges, and drop-offs. Towakani, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, finesse worms, chartreuse swim baits. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on live bait and slabs, with some fish schooling on the surface. And Whitney, black bass are good on secondary points, deeper creeks, ledges, grass lines, weed beds on purple or black plastic worms, crankbaits, and silver spoons. White bass are good on the main lake with spoons and slabs.
All right. South Texas had the eye toward beta, and so our reports are a bit spotty. But out in West Texas, Lake Allen Henry continues to just produce some great fishing, with aggressive bass found all day, especially around the rocks and submerged vegetation. Worms continue to be the barometer. The topwater is mixed in water in less than 10 feet. Jigs have also emerged as a good choice around structure, along with crankbaits. Lake Coleman hybrid stripers are good on rattle traps. Just search for the bait fish schools and you're going to find the stripers. Largemouth bass are good with increasing size being caught. Keep working around timber, rocks, and docks with buzz baits on the surface. Jigs, don't fish those any deeper than 4 feet, and you should find success. OH ivy, black bass are good working vegetation with depths below 8 feet, and in timber with topwaters, crankbaits, and jigs being productive. How about the hill country?
Yeah, Big Lake Buckhannon, white bass are good on slabs and jigging spoons when fishing deeper water in the main lake drop-offs and flats. Use sonar to locate schools of bait fish and feeding fish. Crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 28 feet, fishing timber, and brush piles. Canyon, striper fishing is good on main lake humps, drop-offs, and the river channel with live bait or jigging vertically. White bass are good on flats and drop-offs with slabs and jigging spoons. Medina, black bass remain good on main lake points, finding submerged rocky structures and working the deeper tributaries as they feed the lake. Shiny worms are the king, with the success also coming on jigs and crankbaits. Travis, largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, skirted jigs, and spinners near boat docks and marinas, rock ledges, and drop-offs. Waco, largemouth bass are good on cinkos, spinners, chuggers, and drop-shot plastic worms along the river channel, bridge pilings, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows, fishing brush piles, and structure.
All right, on the hunting scene, you need to get out there and get after it, folks, because the fronts that are starting to move through may move out our resident dove, but more birds are headed our way. Gary Dunkel, Dunkel Farms out there in La Pryor, just south of Uvalde, says that birds are showing up and you know, that's a great thing. North zone dove season continues through November 12. Central and south zone regular seasons through November 1. And then, of course, we got our year-round season of the south zone javelina season and squirrel season in other open counties that will run through August 31. All right, Harold, since I haven't talked to you in a while, you've been on or off the road the past few days?
Well, I have been on the road, but something that, you know, you're going to love, because I know how much you like electrified vehicles.
I got something for you on that, so go ahead and give your report.
This is actually an incredible vehicle. It's the Chrysler Pacifica 2020 Hybrid Limited, and this thing is both a hybrid and a plug-in, all right? But I'm almost thinking about starting a second family. These things are great. They've won every award that you can get, because big sliding doors on the side, you know, it's a van, and it is the king of the vans out there. The thing runs great, rides great, and they just keep adding stuff to it. And it's really a heck of a vehicle. It's really nice looking, and it's really fun to scare people with your fob, because you push the little buttons and all the doors slide open and close. You can do it to music if you're bored. Anyway, very nicely equipped, though. Excuse me, the one that I had was a velvet red pearl coat outside, deep mocha interior. The engine is a 3.6-liter V6. Again, like I say, the hybrid engine. It's got a battery charger on it with a nice big old long cord, so you can just plug it in at the house when you want to. And there's reasons for that. We'll get to that. Obviously, all the safety features that one would expect. Side curtain airbags, knee airbags, I mean, on and on and on. Electric stability control. Hands-free lift gate and doors, as I mentioned. Optional equipment on this one, they added a 20-speaker Harman Kardon sound group, 760-watt amplifier, 360-degree surround view camera system, which is very cool, full-speed forward collision with this thing, adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane departure warning, parallel and perpendicular park assist with stop, Park Sense front and rear with stop. It's a safe vehicle. Blu-ray connected, DVD system. You can really have a party in there. And the one that I had captain's chairs in the second row. So it's a lot of room. It makes it very easy to get back to the third row. But, of course, the real ticket here is mileage. And this thing is 82 miles per gallon fuel economy, 30 miles per gallon just on gasoline only. It's got a range of more than 500 miles, and it will go 30 just on the battery on the plug-in part of the thing. So that's where really money savings. And the vehicle, what I had, like I said, is mindfully, amazingly equipped. Base price, $45. This one with all the extra stuff, and say including you know, the 20-speaker system and so on, is $50. So, you know, I might even start a second family. This thing's very cool. So check it out. Minivans are not dead, friends. Check this thing out. The 2020 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid Limited.
All right, Mr. Automotive, let me share this information with you. Okay?
I'll take it.
On Thursday morning of this week, the local Fox affiliate, Fox 26, that covers Southeast Texas, had a question they raised.
Okay.
About would you buy an electric, if the price were the same, all things being equal, would you buy an electric car? And on the bottom end, it was 7% said no. I was looking for the response that said hell no, but they didn't have one. Then another 11% said no, and had another reason. But the big number was 77% of those responding to that survey said they would. Excuse me. 7% said that they would consider it. 11% said that they would consider it. But 77% said absolutely no.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I'm transposed the numbers. So about 18%.
Yes.
At this point, said that they would consider it.
Sure.
And the biggest thing that gets me in this green world that they're wanting to shove down our throats is we have a beautiful landscape across Texas our coast, on the Caprock. And you see all these windmills that our grandchildren are going to see as rusting and decaying albatrosses to a failed effort, is my opinion.
Yeah.
We don't have the charging stations. You know, I often wonder, okay, you run out of battery. You know me, I push it,
yep.
You know, looking for fuel.
Yeah.
And so what does somebody do, bring you another battery? I mean, how do you jumpstart somebody to get it kicked off? And the expense and the weight, it just doesn't make sense. I know it's part of the automotive industry trying to do something new.
Well, two things, though, Bill. One, it's getting better, and it's still a thing of distance, okay? And if you're just a city dweller, which you and I aren't completely, right? It's a whole different animal. And costs are coming down. Batteries are getting lighter. Batteries are getting better. It's not a quick fix, and it's just gonna continue to evolve, and then we'll see. I figured you'd already placed your order for Tesla's new truck.
No. I may be an old fossil, and I support fossil fuel. So
okay.
All right, I just wanted to share that.
There you go. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to kick around fall fishing and hunting with Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor Robert Sloan right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we've been talking about this for months, and let me tell you, I am seeing ranches that are feeding cottonseed right now and have been for months and months, and the results are absolutely amazing. Harold, you like the fact that hogs and coons don't get into the cottonseed.
That fascinates me. That's great, because we've had some like free flow protein feeders and stuff like that before, and they just get decimated and devastated by the pigs and the raccoons.
Well, the fat and the protein and all the good things that are being provided by cottonseed, and you add in the vitamins and minerals in the fortified cottonseed blend, it is the best. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. As we mentioned at the top of the program, lots of changes are underway. We have entered the official start of fall. Weather is changing. We've got a cool front coming the end of next week. And to help us kick this topic around is Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor Robert Sloan. Robert, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's nice and cool here in Port O'Connor. Still got a north wind blowing.
Outstanding. Well, I'm assuming, and we talked earlier, so I know the answer, but to let folks know, you and other folks in POC weathered Beto's little sister, Beta, pretty well, right?
Yeah, it came in about 8 p.m. Tuesday evening and blew pretty good. I mean, it was rumbling outside, 40, 50 mile per hour winds and a lot of rain going sideways. And about an hour into it, it just shut down. And I walked outside. I thought we were in the middle of the storm. It didn't make any sense. And I thought it would come back, and it never happened. That was it. The storm went away.
Wow. Well,
1 hour. Yeah.
All right, well, with the mixing of the water, that's going to lower the Gulf water temperatures. Bays, shorter photo period of the day, and we had already started seeing redfish working shorelines. This has got to be a great harbinger to some excellent fall fishing. What's your take?
Oh, yeah. It's really cranked up within the past few days. This coming week when we have that cold front come through, that's going to trigger a whole lot of stuff. Fishing for reds along the entire Texas coast has just been off the charts, especially here at Port O'Connor and on down the Rockport. It's just been unbelievable late fishing for them. Lots of tailing reds. The only glitch was the high water from the storm, but that's all pretty much receded now. And there's also a very, very good tarpon bite down in South Padre for fishing the 50 to the 150 pound class. That's turned on real early. That's a typical fall thing. And when this front comes through this week, that's going to affect that fishing down there too. It's going to bring it, make the fish more active.
Yeah, Robert the Herald, I want to ask something, getting back to weather, because in the Houston area, all the news does is tell us that we're going to die. Or you know, if it comes up the ship channel, you're going to die. Or if. Nobody reports anymore, okay? You know, and I wonder where these people come from. In your situation, spending so much time outdoors, so much time on the water and so on, I mean, what sources do you go to try to figure the weather out?
I use the National Weather Service.
Okay.
I just look at that stuff, that information right there, and that pretty much settles the whole situation. Most of the weather people now reporting the if have no remorse whatsoever. And so, you know, right. It just makes your head spin off your shoulders.
Yes.
So I don't watch the talking heads at all.
Okay.
All right, before we hit the mid-show break, Robert, you spent decades up in the Beaumont area as the outdoor editor for the Beaumont Enterprise. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Sabine Lake and the opportunities there. North wind blows, water pushes out, shrimp goes with it. I say it's bird time.
Yeah, and it's just started up. I was talking to Jerry Norris a few days ago, and he said everything's starting to come into play right now. After the last storm blew through there, it damaged a whole lot of the fishing piers and stuff like that. But the fishing on the lake has been consistent. The bull red run along the jetties and so forth has been excellent, and the trout bite is starting to come back. It kind of got slowed up for the past 3 or 4 weeks because of the hot weather and the hot water, but now that's all going to change this week, and the fishing is really going to bounce back when that north wind blows right down the middle of Sabine Lake. It's going to bring the shrimp and the crabs and mullet and other bait fish out of the marsh and into the lake, and it's going to happen.
All right, well, listen, we need to take a break, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation, talk a little hunting with Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at the cotton gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoor Journal senior editor Robert Sloan. Before we get into hunting, just real quick, because Texas is so big with such a diversity of inland lakes, but that's something else that's about to turn on, particularly bass, as they've gone beyond that first vertical rise and are starting to head shallow. What's your thought on some of the hot lakes around the state?
Well, maybe the hottest lake right now is Lake Natchitoches up around Nacogdoches. That's a kind of a small lake. And, you know, they stocked that lake with trophy bass just specifically to grow gigantic bass. And I think the lake record there is just under 15 pounds, and the lake hasn't been open for more than 4 or 5 years. And I was talking to one of the guides there a few days ago, and he said already the frog bite was just exceptional there. And over on Toledo Bend, the topwater bite over floating grass beds along the edge of hydrilla and stuff like that has just been phenomenal. And once again, when this cooler weather comes in, already the temperature has dropped on East Texas lakes by 8 to 10 degrees, based on what I'm hearing. And so this next week, when this cold front comes through, it's really going to settle it down, and the topwater bite is going to be fantastic.
Well, with the water, some of the back slough areas may get a little rise in some of the lakes, or just some of the low areas in East Texas and other places. Ought to set the stage for waterfowl. Now, Robert, let me give you this update. I talked to Boxy Kalina out of Garwood, Nada, and at the start of the teal season, they were covered up with birds. Then this water's kind of scattered them. Of course, teal season ends on Sunday of this weekend. But when the big duck season, everybody's saying that we're going to be in great shape for ducks and geese migrating south. What's your thought?
I think that's going to be the case. We're going to have a good flight coming down the Central Flyway. But let me say something about the teal season. It's just, this has been one of the best that anybody has seen in many years. Jim West, that hunts down around Bolivar and Winnie, said it was just unbelievable the numbers of birds they were seeing, and on up to Port Lavaca and some of the marshes up above Port O'Connor and stuff like that have just been incredible. So I think going into the duck season, everything should look good. We've had some good reports, and mainly the population of teal is just through the ceiling. I think we have more blue-winged teal being counted than ever in the history of counting them.
Well, and looking at the weather reports, there's going to be some cool fronts, and we're going to have some great weather. The long-range forecast extends on in November, and it looks like it's going to be good. A lot of those teal kind of hang around, and if they don't hang around up in your part of the state, the northern part of the state, Port Mansfield is usually a great gathering place for ducks, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Port Mansfield is awesome. I love duck hunting down there. One thing I want to bounce over to dove hunts right quick. For the past couple of weeks since the South Zone opener and Central Zone and so forth, the dove hunting has just been incredible too. I was out last week hunting near in Atascosa County, about 2 hours south of San Antonio, and in a goat field, and already the big gray migrating doves are coming, mourning doves are coming in, and we saw lots of those, the bigger birds. And the hunting around Port Lavaca, some of those fields, was good, but they're all soaked right now. But the area up around south of San Antonio is still high and dry, and lots of birds there with lots of ringnecked doves as well. So that's excellent hunting there.
All right, we've got about a minute before we run out of time, but let's talk about deer hunting. South Texas got some rain. Looks like they're in pretty good shape. But let's go back to East Texas. Bow season opens next weekend, and, East Texas, with the new antler regulations, they've been producing some monster deer.
Beautiful deer, beautiful deer. And coming up on this opening weekend for the bow season, we've already got acorns falling from some of the trees over there, so that's going to be a real good. If you know where a big acorn tree is that's dropping a lot of those, go there. The based on what I'm hearing, the East Texas is pretty much lush green right now, so that could benefit the deer more than the hunters, I believe.
We've heard that before. Hey, listen, Robert, we are out of time. We appreciate you joining us today. Be safe out there, will you?
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, good information. Good information. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we got more seasons opening up. What's going on?
Yeah, indeed we do. Of course, through this Sunday, the early teal season is going on statewide. And then also the Canada goose only season in the eastern zone through Sunday. October 1, though, to February 28th, the squirrel fall season. Also October 1 to February 28th, the javelina season in the north zone. October 3 to 11, pronghorn antelope season. That's by permit only. Check the TPWD Outdoor Annual on that one on the website. October 3, November 6, as we mentioned earlier, the fall archery only season. We got turkey action too, October 3 to November 6. And that's fall archery also, turkey only. And October 3, November 6, archery season for mule deer. And October 3 to 6, fall archery mule deer also in certain select counties. You need to check those things out. Also, of course, you know, fundraisers, some of them are kind of getting ready to get started. Check your friends and see if you can help them out. And go to any of those events that they have in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
I want to thank our guest today, Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal senior editor. We're working on a November issue, and he's got some great waterfowl tips that will be in that issue. On sale right now is the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal with our annual statewide hunting forecast. Harold's got an informative column on some hunting products that he's field tested, so you'll want to check that out. You know, we're getting into it, Harold. This is the time of year that anybody that loves the outdoors just absolutely loves.
Well, and of course, on our, I say to pat ourselves, but it's the shows are so popular. Every October, we have what we call our Waltz Across Texas. So we'll have all eight district leaders from Parks and Wildlife on talking about what's going on right now on the ground in your area, right?
That's starting next weekend, that's for sure. And for the next 4 weeks, we'll have two district leaders per week. So, man, a lot of information getting ready to head our way.
Indeed. And in case you go, what did they say? Check us out online, friends. Go to TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. Just click on where it says, you know, listen to the show. There it is. You can also catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're all over the place. And find those sites like Facebook, you know, where it says like. Hey, like us. Okay, that helps build the audience. That helps spread the word about what we love in the great outdoors. Okay, do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.